5:15. Well, I don't know.
No, 5:17.
5:17, actually. 5:15 we started, it was 5:17 when we entered, or went out for executive. So reconvening, I will wait till Mr. Morado comes back to reconvene. What?
Dr. Morado?
You know, he told me to call him Mr. Morado. Mr. Morado, he's addressing me that I'm supposed to be calling you Dr. Morado.
Can I speak to that?
Yes.
Good evening. Buenas noches. I am not big on titles. I never have been. I know that I earned a doctorate degree, and I know that I worked my tail off to earn the doctorate degree. But I never worry about whether I'm Dr. Morado or Abel or Mr. Morado. What I don't allow is for students to say, "Hey, Abel, how are you?" That is something that I would correct, and I have corrected children when they have referred to me like that. But the Mr. Morado, Dr. Morado, I have indicated to these three individuals and to the board members that were there before that I'm not big on titles. And so if they refer to me as Mr. Morado, it's fine. I know that for some people that could seem offensive. Please don't take it that way. It's probably my fault. Maybe I should have just said, "It's Dr. Morado."
But what did you?
But again, the title is not something that is problematic to me. So when the board members have addressed me as Mr. Morado, I'm not taking it as problematic or offensive. I don't believe they're doing anything wrong, because I'm the one that had gone to them and said, "Look, I'm not big on titles. If you want to call me Mr. Morado, it's fine. There's no issues with that for me."
But the question is, whenever I first met you, you told me to call you Mr. Morado. Is that not right?
That is correct.
And you said, "Or Abel." You said Mr. Morado or Abel. At that point, I didn't know about the doctorate. So, I mean, so that's what he told me. I am used to calling him Mr. Morado, because that's what he asked me to call him, or Abel. Okay, thank you.
And so anyway, I just want to clear up that issue. May I go on and say a few other things if it's prior to the meeting?
Well, actually, we're reconvened, so I just want, he corrected me, and I just need to set that straight. And so we're reconvened at 7:17 out of executive.
Can we let him speak?
But see, we don't have it on the agenda. I was addressing him because he called me out about his title.
Give him an opportunity to say whatever he's going to say.
I just wanted to make a point of order if it pleases the board. Am I okay?
Yes, you're okay with me.
There certainly has been a lot of angst, apprehension, especially in the last couple of board meetings. And I don't want the members of the governing board feeling as though if they have a difference of opinion with me or a difference of opinion with others, that they should be beat up at a meeting, or that they should be made to seem as though, "Hey, look, you're anti-Abel Morado." Because
Not true.
In these meetings, it is important to understand that these meetings, with due respect, this is the board's meeting. The board should not be talking to the members of the audience. The members of the audience should not be talking to the board, because it's not designed that way. There is a section of the regular board meetings that are called the call to the public. And that is an opportunity for the members of the public to step forward and say, "Hey, look, this is my concern," or, "This is my praise that I need to give." And it also is not an opportunity to, in the call to the public, to stand up and disparage someone personally, or to speak about them, you know, in terms of what they may look like, what they believe. That is not the purpose of the call to the audience. The purpose of the call to the audience is to say, "Hey, look, I'm a member of the citizen, I'm a student, I'm a parent, and this is what's bothering me, or this is what I'm here to say." And to be able to say it in 3 minutes, and then you sit down, and then the members of the board shouldn't even comment on that. Thank you very much, Mr. Hubbard, for making that statement. We'll move on to the next one. Ms. Christie is next. And then if they have something that comes up as a result of something a community member or a faculty member brought up, it is appropriate for them to say, Abel or Dr. Morado or Mr. Morado, could you please, we heard about this, this, and this from these three individuals. Could you please look into that and get back to us? Because we want to know more about what this individual had to say. That is appropriate. And so there really should be no discussion between the board and the audience to the board, because the agenda is posted ahead of time. They need to stick to the agenda. And then if there's issues, it has to come up at the call to the audience. And it moves on. So, you know, there's been a lot of issues that I'm not allowed to discuss. The board is not allowed to discuss. But these are things that we're working through. But I have to tell you, these are my board members. And they're here, and they're not getting paid. And sometimes we disagree with each other, and sometimes we agree with each other. But they have the right to come and hold a meeting and to discuss whatever it is that they're going to discuss. And that's the way the meetings should work. And so in a special board meeting, we generally do not do calls to the audience. That's why you're not seeing it, because today is a special meeting as a result of having to review something that happened at the last meeting or at the last regular meeting. Now in May, there's going to be a regular meeting, and then you'll see the call to the audience. But I get really concerned that if there are some things that are said to individual board members while they're on the dais, because really they should not be spoken to in any manner other than with respect. And that's all I'll say about that. And so from that standpoint, that doesn't mean you're going to agree with everything that they talk about or vote on, but that's democracy. That's the way it works. And so at this point, let me hand it back to you. I wanted to say that because I don't want anybody that might be thinking, we're here to support Dr. Morado and we're here to make sure that he's the superintendent next year. I'm flattered, I'm honored, but it has to be done with respect, with dignity, with a decorum. And the one thing that is so critical to me is we are in a school for children. Our children come to school here. And so at all times, whether they are here or not here, we have to conduct ourselves in a manner that they would be proud of us. And I have to tell you, without pointing fingers, in March and April, we'd have gotten a D minus F. And we need to do better. And so I'll leave it there. Thank you, Ms. Walker.
Well, and I have to say, I don't appreciate whoever has been throwing beer bottles at my car and making threats towards me. That is not necessary. And throwing feces on my car. And so at my residence, Saturday night, a vehicle threw a beer bottle, a Dos Equis bottle, at my vehicle and threw feces on my vehicle. And so that isn't helping the situation, I'll tell you that. I'm here for the kids, and that's who I advocate for them. My daughter's been to this school for 27 years combined between my daughters, and I am their advocate. I support the teachers, the superintendent, but I do not and have never experienced hostility like this. We are back in our regular meeting. The time is 8:07. Item 2, information and action item, discussion and possible action to accept the resignation of the interim superintendent effective June 30th, 2019.
I have submitted my resignation effective June 30th, and I fully intend to reapply for the position or apply for the position. I was appointed the last time, so I would recommend your approval on that.
Well, and just, you know, pertaining to this item, Mr. Morallo, I have encouraged him because he did come in as an interim with a one-year contract. The position was never posted. That was the illegality of this issue because it was never posted. And that was not his fault. That was the state that failed to do that. And that, therefore, made this kind of an illegal action by it not being posted. So that's why he came in as an interim with a one-year contract. So he's put forth his resignation. Does anyone want to make a motion?
You made that motion already. I will not second that.
He's making the motion himself. I'll make the motion. He is saying he has put forth a resignation. In light of his putting forth a resignation effective June 30th, I'll make a motion that he has put forth that he has a resignation effective June 30th. Do I get a second?
I second the motion.
Mr. Merrow seconds. Ayes?
Aye.
Nay.
Aye. Two ayes, one nay. This is a formality. Item B, discussion and possible action to not offer a contract for the school year 2019-2020 to the interim superintendent. Mr. Morales put forth his resignation. Does anyone want to make a motion?
Yes, I would like to make a motion to offer a contract for school year 2019-2020 to the interim superintendent.
He's already put forth a resignation.
Okay. So I would like to make a motion to offer a contract for school year 2019-2020 to the interim superintendent. Can I get a second?
I'm not getting a second. I'll make a motion to not offer a contract for the school year of 19-2020 to the interim superintendent.
I second the
motion. Motion second. Ayes?
Aye.
Nay.
Aye.
Nay.
Two ayes, one nay. Item C. Discussion and possible action to authorize the board president to contact the Arizona School Board Association regarding the conducting a superintendent search. I'd like to make a motion that I will proceed to check into what we need to do in order to post the position. So I'd like to make a motion to put that forward after I do a little research on getting that done at the state.
Second the motion.
Reaches seconds. Ayes?
Aye.
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 I'd like to call on, that concludes the information and action items. Item three, I would like to get a second for an adjournment, or I'd like to make a motion to adjourn.
Second the motion.
Reaches seconds. Ayes?
Aye.
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 Aye. Aye. Almost aye. Okay. Three ayes. The meeting thereby adjourned at 8:12. Thank you, Mr. Morallo.